What's up?
What up, peeps? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That's right.
So I am one of the hosts, Chet, and I'm with my beautiful, stunning, amazing, smart, intelligent, beautiful. Okay. I already said that. Gorgeous, sexy.
My name's Gabrielle, thanks.
Wife and partner for life. And the mother of my two beautiful children.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hi. That was my UFC announcement of Gabrielle.
That was the longest intro ever. I appreciate it. Thank you. I was not ready for that.
I wasn't even prepared for it. I just did it. It just came out. Love makes you do crazy things sometimes.
Anyway, what's going on, peeps? How y'all doing?
How are y'all
Hopefully
doing?
Well.
Yes, we are doing good. Yeah. We are making some things happen around this house.
I was about to say, what?
I don't know if we mentioned on here we were getting a playset.
Oh, I don't know that we did.
So, if you watch Gabe Babe TV, then you know. But if you don't, you should come on over to Gabe Babe TV on YouTube and watch us Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
We don't have it yet. So
they're supposed to bring it Saturday. And the guy gets here and I'm off at a race. I did a 10K.
You gonna tell the story and you weren't even here?
I'll tell you about the 10K. Okay. Well, you can tell him if you want about it's the yard. See? It's see? And so he basically had his he's supposed to level the ground and his bobcat that he had was too big to fit through our fence. But they never asked us if we had a fence. So we didn't know it was an issue. Right. And a normal standard size bobcat could have fit through there. So it wasn't his fault. It was the salesperson's fault.
Yeah, because he never asked. We never thought to mention it because, yeah. I mean, quite frankly, I've never bought a playset before. I didn't even think about the fence being an issue.
Yeah, we didn't think it was an issue. So either way, yeah. So basically, we had to stop real quick because the sun came inside and the dog was barking. So yeah, basically, he gets here, couldn't do it. So that was a bummer. Thankfully, we had a neighbor across the street. Her husband has all this equipment. He owns a farm, and it was like, yeah, he'll do it. She was like, he'll do it.
We didn't even get a chance to ask. She was like, let me call my husband. I'm sure he could do it for you. Because we were over there because Easter, she had a Easter egg hunt for the kids. So we were over there, and she has a play set in the back. So I just happened to ask her if they had to get their ground leveled for the play set. And I was telling her about our situation, and she was like, oh, I'm sure my husband can do it. Let me call him. Because I had called the fence people and was like, Lord, we're going to have to pay. No, they still haven't called me back. I'm like, Lord, we're going to have to pay for them to remove, because the guy was telling us in order for his bobcat to fit in, we would have to
remove part of the fence.
Take the gate off, and then one of the poles would have to be taken out of
which
the concrete.
Which is in concrete, yeah.
And then the other piece of the gate removed so that he could get through. And I'm like, I got to pay to have them uninstall this gate and reinstall it?
Yeah.
All because there's not a bobcat that can fit through our almost 6 foot wide opening. Like, come on. So, well, it's like 5 feet.
Yeah. So that was anyway. That was quite annoying. But yeah. So, but she came through.
She did.
And her husband came through.
Neighbors ever.
Yeah. I mean, they're already awesome.
They've been awesome. Yeah.
They've been awesome. But he actually came through last night and worked for about 3 hours in the backyard leveling the yard. And I think we're at a good place. So now I called the place we got the place at, and I sent him pictures, and he's just going to get with his inspection team, and like he'll be able to look at it and see if they need to come out and look at it in person or if the pictures look good enough.
Because we don't want no more issues. It's like we had already told Chad that it was coming that day. He was excited. Yeah,
Reagan doesn't know, thankfully.
You know, yeah, thankfully we didn't tell her. So imagine, I'm like, so you can't do this today? He was like, I just don't want to put it up. And I don't want to mess up anything. And so I really appreciate that, because he could have just been like, well, we'll just stick it up anywhere. But the ground really needed to be leveled.
To be safe.
We're trying to be as proactive as possible. Like, so when y'all come on the day that we've scheduled now, it can actually be done.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And so, but yeah, so that happened. So that's
that was the debacle.
That was the debacle of that. But like the 10K though.
Oh, yes, babe. Well. Did run his 10K.
I was supposed to do a full marathon. If any of you followed what I've been trying to do, I was supposed to do a full marathon, got injured, able to work back through the injury, feeling good, and I did 10K.
Yep.
And I ran pretty good. I was like 8 $8.35 per mile for the 6.2 miles. So I'm happy with that. You know,
that's great.
No pain. That was that was the biggest thing, was no pain.
Yeah.
And because I would have been walking. If it would start hurting, I would have started walking because I'm not trying to injure myself long term.
Right.
So thankfully, but yeah, so we had a busy weekend. Easter was great.
Easter was good. We went to church. We had a good time at church. Then we went and had brunch, and we came home, and y'all, we put in work, as you can see. If you're watching, if you're not watching, come on over to YouTube.
Yeah.
Search Let's Make Out Podcast. You can watch this here podcast.
This here podcast.
And you can see our background is a little different because we finally put together all of the new decorations we got for the master bedroom. I feel like we talked about this before where I got like the design put together, bought all the things. We're still waiting on our bed couch. We don't have our bed couch yet.
So sad.
The rug that we ordered, I wasn't a big fan of it, so great. I got to look for another rug. But other than that, everything else is put together, and I really, really like how it turned out. So be on the lookout for the full reveal on the Gabe Fix coming up tomorrow on Friday. It may even be up today. I don't know.
Yeah, so check we'll on see. Over. If check it's linked over. Below, then it's up today.
Then it's up.
If not, the Gabe Fix channel is linked below for you to watch it tomorrow.
So you can see, you know, how it all came together and all of that good stuff. I'm excited about it. I like it. You like
it? Me too.
I do not know that the couch will match. Like,
yeah,
I'm a little skeptical about this couch because we went, like, you know, with a lighter color. We won't know until we get it in here and see what it looks like. So
I think it might be fine.
You think so?
I think so. I think it might be fine because there is enough dark colors in here to have it be a contrasting piece.
Yeah, it actually, now that I'm looking at that picture, it kind of would match the light.
Yeah.
That light bluish
color. And also this right here, if it's a clashing with this blanket, we can always remove the blanket.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the blanket.
Exactly.
But, you know, we have it for now.
So, because then it wouldn't clash against the bedspread. So yeah, we're getting it together.
We're working it out, okay? So, this is a big step for us to even do this. We've been in this house for 5 years, never had any decor in here. Not even so much as a curtain panel.
But just having these small things in here makes it feel cozy.
Much different,
it feels
right?
Cozier.
It's like, oh, we have like a grown-up bedroom. Like, yeah, it just feels different.
It does. It feels like a grown-up bedroom.
Yeah, so
once we get that bed couch.
He's so excited about this bed couch. Lord, please let it work out. So that's what's going on. Why don't we cue the music before we keep rambling?
I'm ready for that. I'm ready.
Are you? So, let's see. What else? I feel like that's all that's been happening. It's officially spring break here.
It is officially spring break.
We're officially not on anybody's beach, and I feel some kind of way about it.
Yeah.
But what can you do?
Yeah.
We are going to take a little road trip.
Tomorrow,
and just for like 2 nights. And just to switch it up, do something. I'm like, we got to do something.
Well, we're supposed to have the play set. You know, so we were
thinking, oh, well, they'll have fun playing.
Yeah, we'll have, like, you know, just spend time outside really while it's nice.
Because Reagan is still actually in school, but.
But yeah, so it'll be nice. It's going to be a nice little trip, couple hour drive.
Yeah.
Some place we've never been before in our entire life, so.
In our entire life.
Entire life. We've never been there.
So I hope that it's, you know, I hope that it's fun. It looks fun. They have a whole lot of activities available to do, so, I'm sure the kids will have a good time. Let's see.
What else? Has there been anything
else? I
feel
like that's it. We don't really have too many other updates.
Yeah.
Anything else happen?
No, I feel like that's been it. Yeah.
That's about it.
Let's
see what else. Oh, that's what I was saying. Oh, four. I didn't grab. I meant to grab the books because I'm over this 3,000 question thing.
We
need new question books.
All right, so let's go ahead and, since I think we've given you all of the updates that we can think of. If we think any more, we'll give you some.
We'll give you more.
But in the meantime, let's tell you about something tasty. Something good. Something tasty.
Okay.
All right. So, Bright Cellars. Mm. Okay. Bright Cellars. CELLARS. So they are a wine subscription service that helps you find wines you love while making wine more accessible to everyone. Okay. Bright Cellars is the only wine subscription that provides personalized wine matches and service based on your taste preferences. I mean, it's so super cool. You can actually take this like 30-second quiz. Bright Cellars will then pair you with 6 unique and personalized wines.
Yeah, and it's legit. Like
very legit.
Legit.
And we had things we both liked off of just her doing the quiz.
Right. Like, it was perfect. Their suggestions were perfect.
And our wine choices could not be farther apart.
I mean, like, we're complete opposites.
I'm getting better, but though.
You are getting better. Because I'm more of like a dry wine. He likes more of the sweet, but there were good options for both.
Absolutely.
Of us.
Absolutely. We enjoyed a glass together of the same bottle, which is a rarity.
Rare.
But yeah, by taking their 7-question quiz, Bright Cellars will pair you with like 6 unique and personalized wines, like I mentioned. You know, using Bright Cellars is really convenient. So it's important right now, you know, going through what we're going through, you know, it's important to stay healthy and at home when you can. And Bright Cellars allows you to skip the store while still bringing personalized wines, you know, right to your door. And you can also skip an order whenever you need. Bright Cellars delivers based on your schedule. So that's really good. That's good. If you need some, you better get it. If you don't need it, right. You know what? I still got some left over.
Yeah.
You can always change the amount of reds and whites you receive if you are a seasonal drinker. So I know that to me that means nothing because I'm not like a wine drinker like that. But like to Gabrielle, she knows like the seasons of wines and like, you know.
Yeah, but I still stick to what I love.
Yeah, but she has her choices that she just loves. And what's cool about it, in each Bright Cellars box, they offer a unique wine experience that includes wine education cards.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, so these education cards talk about the region of each wine, tasting notes, serving temperatures, food pairings, and many other things. I mean, there was a ton of information on these.
It was interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting read for me. I was like, oh.
No, it was really cool.
Who usually knows this stuff?
Because you buy a bottle of wine, you know, and unless somebody describes it to you, you don't really know all that stuff. So, for you peeps that are listening, watching, or whatever you're doing, we actually want to give you the opportunity to try Bright Cellars. Okay, so they are giving you 50% off your first 6 bottle orders from Bright Cellars by going to brightcellars.com/LMO. So that's Bright Cellars, CELLARS.com/LMO. You can take their 7-question quiz to get your wine matches and receive 50% off your first 6 bottle order. It's a great deal to try new wines from all over the world. So head over to brightcellars.com/LMO for 50% off your first Bright Cellars box.
That's right.
So check them out.
Check them out. And let us know what you think.
Yes, please.
All right. Let's jump into some questions. Let me go get the book.
Okay.
All right. So we're back to the book of questions.
The book of questions.
I just need a break from the 3,000 questions. So are we doing regular book of questions or... Love and sex.
Love and sex.
Okay, you said that quickly.
Yeah, girl, you know what I'm thinking
about. Okay, what number? Number
213.
Huh? Okay, you ready, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you generally become more or less sexually attracted to a lover as you become increasingly familiar and at ease with each other? Why do you think this is so, and what do you think it reveals about you?
Okay.
Good question.
Well, the answer, in our case, I get more and more attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's, I think that the attraction physically can stop at some point if you don't have attraction, like, spiritually and emotionally and mm-hmm. like, you know, like, and I think that when you don't have that love for each other, that like communication, that connection, mm-hmm. like that, like, you know, really deep connection and communication, I think that the physical could fade.
Oh,
right.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like it, you know, because there's nothing more, there's no substance there.
Right.
Right.
It's just so surface level.
Right. And so, yeah, I mean, as we continue to, our love continues to grow, I get more and more attracted to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, I mean, that's, I mean, you know, you see it.
Yeah, I think, I think we've talked about this before, but when you've been with someone for so long, it is, in my opinion, it just becomes a deeper connection. So the deeper the connection, the better the intimacy, the, you know what I'm saying, like that, it just, the attraction grows. Absolutely. But in different ways. So in the beginning, sure, I was attracted to you because, you know, you're an attractive guy. You have beautiful blue eyes. You're very handsome. But now it's so much more than that. I see how good of a husband you are, how good of a father you are. Like, mm-hmm. The things that we've been through together. So the attraction has grown.
It's just like,
simply because we have grown, mm-hmm, you know?
Absolutely.
But it's interesting because I feel like this is not the case. Clearly, this is not the case for everyone. Absolutely. And I wonder what that's
true,
like what causes that. Is it because people like the connection was just never deepened, it was always physical, so then once something shifts, it's like, yeah, you're not really doing it for me anymore, blah blah,
I don't know.
Like,
that's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know that our story is not the same for
absolutely.
everybody. Like, there are plenty of couples that say they lose the spark, or they don't have that. You know, maybe somebody gained weight, or maybe somebody stopped taking care of themselves, and it's just like that attraction is not there.
I think, I think that's very true. Yeah. I think that. Well, I think that that losing the spark, you know, is not something that just happens overnight, mm-hmm. right? I think that it's something that happens, you know, that's a culmination of a bunch of events or a bunch mm-hmm. of circumstances, or even one big circumstance,
right?
That, you know, but I think that. Yeah, so I think that that's the point, though. The point is, if you continue to develop and protect that spark, right? You know, and make sure that your connection deepens in more areas than just the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is something that we talk about. You know, we try to, you know, connect more and more on just everyday levels versus right. just in the bedroom. I mean, we know we're going to have a good time in the bedroom, but
What about the other
part? What about the other part? You know, like, I mean, we can't go to a restaurant on date night and just get it on top of the table.
You know, definitely not going to be doing that.
Let me have my hors d'oeuvres on the table. You can't do that. Like, so, like, if you don't have any other substance in your relationship, then it does become, I could see how it could become boring almost, mm-hmm. right? You know, it can, mm-hmm. like, you don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, so
then. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead,
but I also think that it is important to note that there are seasons for everything.
Absolutely.
Like, it ain't gonna be butterflies and high sex drive 100%. And super, I can't get my hands off of you all the time.
No,
so
absolutely, no.
There is a reasonable amount of shifts that will happen throughout marriage. It peaks, it ebbs and flows, like you're not always
the
there.
Hills and valleys.
Oh, okay.
Hills and valleys. Well, I mean, I'm just doing that part, okay?
Okay.
We are ordained in holy matrimony.
I mean, I get it, but I don't know that it's ordained, but.
Well, we have holy matrimony.
Okay. Sorry. I feel like my laugh probably got really loud. But yeah, so I do want to preface that, and I'm not saying that.
No, absolutely.
If you are not sexually attracted to your spouse right now, or you are just not feeling it, that something is wrong with you. Because we all have those moments, like you have babies, your hormones change, you go through raising teenagers, life happens.
And I think I get it. Yeah, and I think for women, I think that hormones affect women differently in those big moments mm-hmm. of having a baby, absolutely. There is, you know. But that's just the way it is. But when that happens, if you're not always, you know, if you're not always in the mood to get it on, and you go into those seasons, if you have the other connections,
then
it's okay.
It'll help you help carry you through.
You don't take it personal, or you don't like hold on to, you know, like that you're, you know what, my marriage is falling apart.
Right.
Like, it's just.
Or hopefully you have the outside connection enough to where you're able to speak on it.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't become this big elephant in the room that festers and grows, and now y'all really got issues. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody just didn't say, hey, I'm going through this period where I feel like this. Or even to the point where, you know what? Maybe there are some things that you could do to help me be a little bit more sexually attractive. Maybe you've let yourself go, or maybe you're not taking care of yourselves. I feel like it is totally okay to have these conversations with your spouse to let them know where you stand, because nobody is out here reading minds. Nobody knows
you shouldn't have
how you
to
feel
in a marriage, you know?
So, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, there is a big elephant in my room.
What are you about to say?
Yeah, the rug. Roll Tide.
I can't, you know. I was like, which direction well, is know, he about right? to go with this? Like,
Roll Tide. Roll Tide. There's a car. I have an Alabama rug in my office.
I feel like looks a mess.
Yeah, I'm
taking
it out.
I don't think that it matches it the decor at all.
It doesn't fit in there, right? So I'm going to take it out.
Well, don't put it back down in that basement.
No, I'm going to put it in the front room. I think it'd be perfect down there in the front room. Definitely. I think it's underneath the kitchen table, maybe. Or on top of the kitchen table. I'll just cut it in a round circle.
How about you just roll it up and just thank it for the time it has given you? It's time to put it away.
You tell me to roll it away, roll it up, and then let it wash away in the tide?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Goodness. This is something that we have good communication, so the marriage is not going to fall apart.
Anyway, what okay, I'm going to go with 115.
Lies. The lies you tell. What is the most selfless, caring thing you can remember having done for someone? Were you in love with that person?
The most selfless, caring thing that I've done for a romantic partner, apparently, for you.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about nobody else, Shawty, okay?
I'm trying to think. What was the most selfless, caring thing that I could remember doing?
Selfless, caring thing.
I mean, I carried 2 children, yeah, 42 weeks each. I was going to say
the same thing.
Went through horrible C-sections to give birth to them. The first one was tragic. The second one, it was scheduled. It wasn't so bad. Breastfed for 2 years each. That's not really for you, though. It's more for them.
No, it was for me, too.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like giving birth is the most
selfless thing. I mean, that's so selfless. Absolutely.
Like, literally, you yield your body to this whole human being.
Yeah, what I was going to say was you going through the IVF process to have Reagan. Because
it's kind of a... I mean, it's not really selfless because there was also like something in it for me.
But
too,
I could. The reason I think it's selfless too, though, is because I couldn't share in the experience physically. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take a shot for you.
True.
I just had to shoot, give you a shot every night.
True.
Like, I couldn't take it for you. Mm-hmm. So, but I had to. You know, you had to walk around with hurt booties and sore booties and bruises on your. On your booty cheeks from the shots, mm-hmm. and you had to go through the, just the high blood pressure, the things that you know. So I think that it's one of the most selfless things that you've done
that
in our family because it's something that only you could have done, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
I mean, so for me it is selfless because I couldn't have had a family with you without
that.
You. And you going through
that's true.
What you had to go
that's
through.
True.
So people,
thanks,
I think that people, I think that pregnancy has become this like just normal. Oh, it's just normal every day. You know,
it has become. I mean, it has always been.
I know,
been.
But it's like, what's like this? It's like, it's not as appreciated as it.
Oh, I see.
As it should be because it's, I mean, like, look, if women ain't out here, husbands, if women ain't out here having your baby.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't got no family.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
I mean, women are, you know...
It is a big thing that I think what you're trying to say is kind of sometimes taken for granted.
Yeah, it's because it's just...
It's just something that...
You do. You get
you
married,
do.
Get pregnant.
It happens for a lot of people, and you don't think twice about it. It just happens. Mm, but when you have to actually, like, physically go through things to make it happen or to do your part. Obviously, nobody is making it happen but God. But, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so I think that you know, yeah, so that's definitely selfless.
Well, thanks, love. That was really sweet. I think this one has a follow-on question.
How you know?
Because I looked it up and it was there, 115. Follow-up question.
Oh, okay. When you are in love with someone, do you generally behave... What? That's the follow-up question?
Yeah, it's interesting.
When you are in love with someone, do you generally behave in a loving fashion?
What?
What does it mean to be loving to someone? Are you sure this is the follow-up question?
Did I say 115 or 113?
You said 113.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're not. Then
yeah, the yeah, that's definitely
I thought
not
I said 115. No, because you said 213, so I said 113.
Yeah.
Okay, give me another number. I like this book. I forgot all about it. This is The Book of Questions, Love and Sex Edition by Gregory Stock.
112.
We will be sure to put a link in the show notes, description box.
And while you're finding it, I'm going to sing. Cupid doesn't lie.
I think we've answered that one before, a new one.
Okay. 191.
Just because you saw the page I was on.
Yeah, I didn't mean the question.
Well, I don't know. Do you tend to fall in love with someone more because of the dynamic between you as a couple or because of who that person is as an individual?
I think it becomes a mixture.
Well, I guess.
I feel like
it could go both ways.
You don't know what kind of couple you are until you become a couple, right?
Right. So I think in the beginning, it's more so who that person is
what as, you like about that person. Individual.
But it also could be how they make you feel.
It's true.
When you are with them. Yeah. So
I think it's a mixture of both. Like, I love you for who you are and what you are and what you stand for. But, like, I also love how we are together.
Yeah.
And how you make me feel. Hmm. And, you know.
The way you make me feel. I didn't like that question. Give me another.
You really turned me on.
You really turned me on.
Knocked me off of my feet now.
You knocked me off of my feet. Oh, this is a good one.
Lonely days are gone.
My lonely days are gone.
Sorry.
98.
Okay.
Are there times you would rather masturbate than have sex with a partner? If so, when?
No, never. Not at all.
Yeah, that's...
That's never plan
it's
A.
Never, that's, right. That's always, it's never the...
Always option B.
Yeah. Like, if something was going on and I couldn't get to you or you couldn't, like... Yeah, but... I don't, you know what? It's interesting.
When her angry auntie come, you know, sometimes.
That's hilarious. But you know, sometimes it's access, it is sometimes it's not. Yeah, access.
Exactly. And so, that's just life. But, but no, that's never, it's never option A.
It is. I am curious to know, though, anybody that's listening and you have a partner or spouse, whatever, like, in what instances is that A? Like, I wonder. I am curious, like, at what point where you are like, you know, I'm just take care of myself real quick. Like, I don't know. I would love to hear if there's anybody out there. Let your girl know.
Yeah, let your girl. Well,
because, I'm curious how that becomes option A when you have a physical option there. Like,
speaking of groceries, let me... let me jump into our next sponsor real quick.
Thank you, and if that went over your head, it's fine.
I thought that was perfect. That's why I started laughing. That's why I had to say it real quick before I started cracking up. All right. It was good, though. All right. So, let's tell you about Thrive Market.
Yes.
All right. We told you about
Thrive Market.
Love Thrive Market. We told you about it many, many times. Mm-hmm. All right, so Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to help make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop 70-plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. So skip the store and the lines. So enjoy the guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every order. And they have the best selection of high quality, healthy, and sustainable products online. So you can buy thousands of wholesome food, home, and beauty products curated just for their members. So it's a one-stop shop for everything you need. So organic and essential groceries, clean beauty, safe supplements, non-toxic home, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. And the products are ethically sourced. So that's pretty good. And so Thrive Market is also... not only good for you, but it's good for the planet. Orders of $49 or more are shipped for free and delivered with carbon neutral shipping from their zero waste warehouses. And when you join Thrive Market, you actually give back. So through their Thrive Gives platform, there's a 1-for-1 membership matching program. Mm. Every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. So not only do you get some great stuff, you also get to help a family that would appreciate, you know, all the good stuff they're going to get as well. So for the peeps.
Oh, the peeps.
You can join Thrive Market today and get 25% off your first order and an exclusive free gift. Hmm. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/LMO. That's Thrive Market, so thrive market.com/LMO to get the exclusive offer of 25% off your first order and the free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else, so go to thrivemarket.com/LMO. They've got some great stuff.
They do. They have such a great
selection. I'm using their elderberry syrup. Like, so I do their elderberry syrup every day. It's, you know, Chad and Reagan even like it. So, because it's for all, you know, the ages, two and up. So it's perfect. So check them out.
Check them out.
And, yeah, we doing more questions.
Let's see here.
Let's see.
Let's go with question number 19.
All right. 19.
Oh, you guys. Okay, sorry.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, baby.
I completely forgot to tell you guys that I got my first vaccine.
Oh.
That was a major thing that happened over the weekend that I completely forgot about.
Major key. Father Assad. We the best. Use it.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Go through this every time. He cannot just say one. He has to say all.
But you said major, so I had to do it.
He's so funny. So, yes, on Saturday, I got my first shot of the vaccine. Indiana here, well, now it's like 18 and up, but it had opened up briefly for like 30 and over. So I was able to get my appointment before it went to 18 and up because I was a little salty about that. How y'all going to go give everybody over 40 their own turn and then just go to 18? I was like, y'all really just not going to open it up for the over 30 people first? So they ended up doing that.
They don't respect their elders.
Right. I'm an elder a little bit. Like, come on. So I ended up getting an appointment. Then I found like my appointment wasn't going to be for another couple weeks. And then I got, babe, actually, a friend was like, hey, we got appointments, you know, earlier, like this Saturday.
I checked. So I was able to secure her an appointment really quick.
Oh, which reminds me, I need to call and cancel my other appointment.
Oh, yeah.
So I was able to go. I went to CVS and the line was long. They were, I guess, I don't know, they were running behind. So it took like a whole hour of like, since I went in, I signed in and waited in line. And by the time I left, plus the little 15 minute time that they monitor you, it was like an hour.
It was nice too because they had them waiting in the liquor aisle. So maybe they knew some people might need a drink, like, you know, take the edge off.
What's happening here?
It was pretty funny.
So honestly, like mine was pretty painless,
I didn't have any symptoms.
The only thing was, you know, my arm was a little sore. It's like getting a flu shot. You know, your arm is a little sore like that day. And that was it. Like,
so she got Pfizer and I got Moderna. So
I didn't feel anything else. So praise God for that. I'm praying that the second vaccine goes just as smoothly. But, yeah,
I get mine next week.
Is it next week?
15th.
Oh, okay.
I get mine next week and she gets hers in a couple weeks from now.
Couple weeks, yeah, like the end of April.
So going into May, we'll both be, you know, have the fully vaccinated.
Because is it a week series after the second? Is it 7 days or is it 14 days?
It's,
I can't
CDC,
remember what
CDC, the, it's either 7 or 14. I just looked at it today. So the CDC said that they consider someone fully vaccinated either 7 or 14 days, I have to remember, after their second dose.
Yeah.
Or after their first dose of the Johnson & Johnson, right, because it's only one shot. Dose.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'm glad that, you know, it's one step closer to
one step closer. And we do have some normal travel plans this year.
Oh, my goodness. So,
yeah, so it'll be nice to
the streets. These streets are calling my name. This summer. Y'all watching like TikTok or I'm sure you guys have seen that, but that's how I feel after getting my first vaccine. Like, it's happening, we're getting there.
No, it's true. So you know, it'll be nice to at least take these trips, you know, knowing that we are, you know, have the vaccines. You know, we have the vaccine. So, you know. But, you know, each to each his own. We are right. People that take vaccines.
This is not in any way of us trying to push it on you. You got to do what you feel comfortable with.
We talking about us because it's our podcast. We talking about us.
Yeah.
So, if you feel comfortable, that's up to you. But we're just telling you our experience.
Yeah.
Okay. That
so
was
question 19. What was the question?
That was big.
Yeah.
All right.
Major key.
I know the answer to this one. Have you remained close friends with any former lovers? If not, would you like to have done so?
We have a whole podcast about this, actually.
We do. It's funny.
I don't know the name of it, but it's something about...
Man, what was that?
Exes, or can you be friends with your exes?
Because this is episode, like, 93, y'all.
Like, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
We are really close to...
This is episode 93.
100 episodes.
It's crazy.
What? Y'all, yeah. What should we do for our 100th episode? Like, I really don't even know. What should we do?
Are you looking at...
I am, because I wanted to give people talking to exes.
Talking to exes.
This is episode 9, which was 3 years ago. So
that's nuts.
Check it out if you've never, listened to it. But I do have exes that I speak to. I don't know that friends is the...
I wouldn't say friends.
Like, I wouldn't say that I'm friends with...
You're friends with one, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like,
yeah. But I'm also cool with them. Like, so
exactly.
I think,
it's not like a, this is my friend that we talk.
I think that there's...
And we literally only talk on, like, birthdays.
And I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I think it's because I'm also secure enough to know that Gabrielle's mine.
Yeah. You're definitely secure enough.
I'm secure enough.
For it to not bother you.
I think that, I'm just secure enough to know that... That she's mine. So, like, there's no threat. There's no concern. So... I think that people...
But friends is loose.
Friends is loose. Yeah. Cool. We see them out.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
No problem. You know, could even have a drink together if we all hang
out.
Right.
But it ain't like we going out and hanging out.
We're not like planning double dates or anything like that. That's not that. But I think that there's nothing wrong. I think that, you know, we too often go through life holding grudges. Mm-hmm. And with people, and sometimes you can just move on with life, and it just that was a phase, that was a part of your life that you needed to go through. So,
but then it also depends on the person too. Because,
but no, 100%.
Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, is the door completely closed? First of all, because a lot of people out here are keeping tabs on their exes and talking to their exes because somebody trying to slide through the cracks, and it's like that's a whole nother.
Ain't no cracks opening, okay?
Yeah, that's a completely
no
different
door
story.
Crack, booty like, crack, no crack, okay?
Not booty crack.
Then that's a crack. You think about it though; they trying to slide into the cracks.
I was not ready for that. I cannot do
no cracks. No cracks left open. Don't leave the crack open, okay, Bruno?
Okay. All right. Let's reel it back in. So, yeah, that was the answer to that question. That was a quick question because we already knew that. We've already talked about that. Let's see. Give me another number. I forgot that I liked this book. It's been so long.
146.
I was really about to be like, babe, how did you know I was on that page? Because you've seen it, you little bum.
I'm trying to make it easy work for you.
No. Give me another one.
Okay, 96.
96.
Dot 3.
Oh, no, that was 69. Jam. I suddenly can't count. Like, what? I think we answered this already, actually.
You just pick one.
Oh, my goodness.
67. Is it good? No.
These are so... Who wants to think about this? Would you rather suffer a nerve injury that numbed your entire genital region or one that made you completely deaf? I just feel like...
What?
Exactly. Like, what? Who wants to think about that?
Look, I don't want to give up hearing my... my wife and children's voice.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that can be done to the genital area.
Well, if you numb, you're not going to feel it.
Yeah, but as long as it works, it can still provide pleasure.
Mm. So maybe you could, in turn, get off by the pleasure that you're giving.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But
I'm not ever signing up to be deaf. Ever.
No, not at all. Because I want to be able to hear my kids. I want to hear my wife. I mean, that's that's a blessing, man. Every day.
Yeah, every single day. This is an interesting question.
Okay.
Are there times you feel your partner, that would be me, is someone you don't really know? What aspect of your partner's personality or background do you least understand? And how much do you care about understanding these things?
I mean, no, I think I know you pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's like, a side of you that I don't know. I don't think
there's a side of me you don't know.
I knew that there was. I think that. No, I think that for me, I just every day want to try to understand you more and more. So, like, it's, It's, you know, maybe I'm dealing with a mood that was brought on by something that you've dealt with before, mm-hmm. but now it's like, okay, how do I support her through this mood? Because she doesn't want to be in this mood. So how do I support her through it? Versus before, it was like, all right, take this joke and get out of that mood. You know, like, you know, I was trying to like get you, force you out of a mood, whereas that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
So like, for me, it's just about understanding you more. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that there's a side of you or that I don't, you know. No.
There, nothing about my background.
Yeah.
At least. I was going to say, honestly, the same for you. Like, I think if anything, the only part of you that I don't know specifics about or a whole lot about is your time at war. But it's also something that you don't talk about a whole lot. But it's not, it doesn't really affect anything. I don't,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no, it's not.
I do understand the way you are about certain things because of that.
Yeah.
But it's not like a,
I'm not like, saying? But if she asked though.
Yeah, I know you're open book.
Yeah, like, she would tell, but it's not like something I just go on. But, but that's something that, you know, but there's times where I will all of a sudden be like, I remember this and I, you know, you know, and I, you know, talk about something and I try to, you know, spin it in a way that's not spin it, but like I try to talk about something that was really unique or really, you know, amazing about the places I went versus what war is, right? War is war is war. There's nothing exciting or great about war.
Well, so, it's funny though, because you say that, but to someone who's never been to war or has ever experienced that, like, you saying war is war does not tell me what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand.
Well, it's
like, because I don't think we've ever, not that I'm trying to have this conversation, but I don't think we've ever talked about, like, what does that do to a person mentally to be surrounded by loss and death? And were there people you were close to that passed in the act of war? And how were you able to process this and still continue fighting? Like, you don't get time off. You don't get time to grieve. Like, what is that like? And I think that's a conversation I don't think we've ever really had.
Yeah, I think.
Because I don't know. Like, was there somebody you were really close to that you lost and you had to go through the rest of the war dealing with, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. And I'm not telling you, I'm not saying you're going to answer it now.
Yeah,
but
I think
there are certain things that I think about sometimes. Like, I wonder what that's like. Because all I know of war is what I see on television.
True.
And it's so funny when things come up, I'm always like, is that what it really looks like?
Yeah,
is
I think that a
good depiction? Like
if it's based on a true story, you know, like the current movies that come out, they're based on true stories of like an event that happened in Iraq or Afghanistan, then I would say that they're probably, you know, going to be decently close storyline wise. But, you know, obviously dramatization of movies, you know, they obviously, you know, they got to make it, you know, but there are, but that doesn't mean like the conflict, what happened was, wasn't really, really close. You know, because it's coming from people that told the story that were there. So they're doing their best to tell the story, right?
Tell the story how they can,
But like, yeah, most time, you know, I think that, like, it's so interesting to describe, because like war, like the feeling of like I remember just the feeling of like crossing the border going in 2003 was like, man, it was like, you know, exciting. It was exciting. It was like scary. It was, I mean, I was 20.
Right.
Yeah, I was 20. So it was exciting, scary, like, you know, all these things, all these emotions, you know, that was just like, you know, because I mean, like you hear about people going to war, you know, like, and you think about wars don't happen every day.
Yeah.
Like at least a war of where the U.S. is going and, you know, considered like a war. Right. So like, you know, like, so, you know, you hear about people doing it or you, you know, like, so, but when you do it, when you go into it, like you're just, I mean, I'm a 20-year-old kid. So like, it's exciting. Right. So
2011, not 2013.
No.
Isn't it 2011?
No.
Was after September 11th?
No, I said I was a 20-year-old kid.
Oh, she said 2013.
Oh, I didn't say 2013.
You did.
I didn't say a date, though.
You said 2013.
I didn't say a date.
I promise you. Did y'all hear 2013? I promise you said. That's why I was like.
No, this is 2003, sweetie.
I could have swore I heard 2000. That's why I was like, 2013? We were married then. Maybe I'm hearing things.
Yeah, you're hearing things. 2003.
Yeah,
2003 is when, you know, we were sitting in Kuwait waiting for George Bush to, you know, he gave Saddam Hussein the 48 hours to surrender and, you know, and I mean, we knew Saddam wasn't going to do all that. So, 48 hours, you know, pass, and then bam, you know, we're loading up on a Chinook and flying across the border. I remember the emotions of, like, I was on the helicopter, it's pitch black, we're, you know, blacked out completely because we're literally going to war. So the helicopter doesn't have lights, the pilots are flying with night vision goggles. Mm-hmm. We're flying like 200 feet off the ground, which is called the nap of the earth. And, referred to it as that, and it's bumpy as hell. Literally I would say probably 90% of us got, you know, sick to our stomach, and threw up in bags as we're on this helicopter ride to go to something that we have no clue what's about to happen,
I
think being a 20-year-old you were excited, you know. Like, I had no ties to anything, like, you know, outside of my parents, right? I didn't have any ties to, like, you know,
family, or not family.
My own family, right? Yeah. So I didn't have, like, you know, so, you know, it would have been so different if I would have had Gabriel and the kids. Like, it would have been a completely different situation, you know, mentally. But it was just me, right? So,
interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I think that when you're in it, like, sometimes when you're in it and you see death or something happening, like, you just kind of, you just, you know, like, in it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you just in it, like, you know, like, so, f- you know, for me, a lot of death was seen from a camera. You know, a lot of death was seen from a camera.
That's how you were.
You know, yeah. But I was, you know, leading people
through
to get there to take out these enemies. So, like, you know, so it's like this, it's this weird feeling of, like, you know, that part of it was really interesting, feeling of, like, you know, here they are, okay, you know, go get them, you know, and then you have to confirm that they're dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, like, it's really, you know, it's just, it's really interesting to think about, you know, like, so it's just like one of those things where one day I'll process all the way through it.
I was gonna ask you, do you feel like you have ever processed that, or is it something that you just kind of tuck away, you don't think about it, you don't talk about it?
Yeah, I don't think, because I don't think that it, like, affects my everyday. You know, I just think it's like a, it's kind of like a, one day I, you know, I like, I want to write about it, you know, at some point. I think it just, it's like one of those things where it's like, it, you know, I think I process it enough to where it doesn't affect me on a daily basis.
Right, you have taken care of that.
Yeah, I've taken care of that part. So it's just kind of like a chapter. It's like a book that's in my story. That's kind of, you know, or a chapter in my story that's kind of just, you know, done and just kind of out of the way. Yeah. Like, you know, whether I unpack it more, I don't know. But, you know, I don't think it affects me. But I know that as Chad gets older, he'll probably start asking me. Once he understands, like, cause sometimes when he'd be like,
yeah, I don't think he
doesn't get, because he'd be like, you were in the army and you went to war, you know,
understand what that means,
but he doesn't fully, you know, like, you know, fully understand, like, what all that means necessarily. And then Reagan, you know, one day will ask probably the same questions, you know, kids are inquisitive. You know, so I think I look forward to those conversations and having those conversations, you know.
Do you though? I feel like every time we talk about this, it's like a shift in your energy. And I don't know if it's, I just think it's subconscious. Like, you don't because you don't talk about it, like.
True.
So I think I would just ask, and I don't ask, I don't pry, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? But I would love to know more, but I think maybe you should practice having these stories with me so that when they ask, it's not the first time you've, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Like, not that you need to practice conversations, but just talking about things and reliving things, and you know what I'm saying, so that you have a bit more of a comfortability when you're talking about it, because it's like a It's not a huge shift, but it's just a little bit of a tenseness, a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah, a little bit, like, little shift. I mean, yeah. It's just weird. It's weird when you know, just to think about and to process. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, even though you didn't pull the trigger on that, you still
played a part in
it. You played a very, you know, a big piece mm-hmm. in, you know, the trigger being pulled, you know, because, you know. Yeah, and then you have to watch it, you know. Either way, you see it happening. Yeah, you see it happening, so you have to, you know, and then you have to confirm it happening. So it's just you know, that's the part I think that, like, when I think about it more and more, it's just like,
sorry, like, I didn't mean to make this right. start like, thinking like, about it now. I'm sorry.
It's just countless, you know, countless people that, you know, I mean, but, you know, that's what we're there for. You know, I was a 21, like, that was my job. Like, I can't just be like, you know, I can't just say, you know.
Right.
You know. Because in my head, if the roles were reversed, then, you know, they would have been trying to kill me. Mm-hmm. Just the same. That's what, you know, that's whether that's true or not, I don't know. But that's what, when you go to another country and you're, you know, it's a war like that, then you have to think that way.
Right.
You have to be cautious. So you can't, you don't know who you can trust. So then that point, it's, I know I was doing what I was told to do, what the job was, the mission, but, you know, that doesn't make it, you know, feel good to see people die and you help to make that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, so that, yeah, so that's, you know, that's probably the weirdest part, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel like I've shifted the whole mood. I'm so sorry.
We're good.
Okay, do we have another sponsor or do we need to do another?
We have Bulldog Yoga.
Here, I'll do it. Okay. I'm so sorry, man.
It's all right. I'm good.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. You know, if you don't have to talk about it or you don't ever have to have these conversations, like, maybe at some point you'll get to where you can, I don't know, maybe you won't ever get to that point because, I mean, it's real life. It's emotion behind it.
Like, and then I think the biggest part too, like, well, another part too that bothers me is like, especially as a civilian, was like, after I got out of the army and then went, you know, as a civilian, like, even as in the military, like, sometimes you feel powerless. Like, you, I'm watching, you know, from an aircraft, you know, I'm, you know, I'm flying a UAV, I'm watching, you know, and I find something that I believe is a threat, and you report it, and then people don't take these reports
serious
to the right place, or maybe not serious, I don't know, you know, and, you know, the next day some American troops or friendlies get hurt by this, like an IED or something like that,
because they didn't
and then I have to see it. Like, you know, like the feeling that brings is just, it's just this mixture of, you know, like anger and frustration and, like, you know, because you feel helpless in a way, right? Yeah. You know, you can't, as someone that wants to help, that wants to do my part, like, you can't, you know, it shows you can't do everything, you know, you just have to do, you know, I did my job. I said, this looks to be dangerous. This looks to be a threat. It needs to be checked out. You know, I can't make the people that are in charge do it.
Right.
And so I think that was also, you know, but then when something happens, it's just, I mean, I just remember going off on, on some commanders and stuff that I worked with, because I was just pissed. I was so mad.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, this could have been avoided.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, yeah, so I think it's just a mixture of, I loved what I did, you know, and I loved being able to, you know, help with a lot of really, you know, some rescues and. Okay, sorry, we had a
the card was full
like always.
But so yeah. I don't know where we, but that's a whole lot to unpack. But
yeah, no, it is.
That's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, but yeah, no, I mean, these conversations are good. I mean, yeah, I think ultimately, like, yeah, just, I mean, so anybody that's served or anybody that's been over, you know, overseas and, yeah, I mean, as long as you know, you have to process, you know, what Gabriel, you know, Gabriel's right, you know, you have to process. And I think that, you know, everybody's stories is different. Everybody's, you know, experience is different. And it's, you know, and that's, I mean, that's a, you know, that's part of life, you know? And so, you know, and things affect people differently, and you just have to, like, you know, figure out how you're affected, you know, which, you know, can be a long process. I'm still, you know, figuring that out too. So, but you definitely, you know, if it affects you every day, you need to process that much sooner than later. I'm at the point where it doesn't affect me every day, but I still don't want it to be a conversation that, you know, affects me in any way. Mm-hmm. I want it to be a conversation that, you know, that I can talk about, and, you know, I can, you know, I do, because I remember the good time. There's a good time, so, yeah. You know, with meeting some really cool people and stuff like that. So, but yeah, so.
Wow. Let's lighten the mood just a little bit. We're going to get into our last sponsor of this episode. And we have talked about them multiple times before. Hopefully you guys have checked them out. But if not, let me tell you about them.
That's right.
So, you know, it's no secret that we're all juggling a lot these days. Families, budgets, and emotional baggage from, you know, everything that we've been going through this past year and all the things. So we want to talk about the amazing benefits of yoga and how it's so good for increased strength and flexibility and improved mental focus. But, you know, a lot of people try yoga and they never go back, or they've been afraid to try it, or, you know, they feel like it's really intimidating, you know, because it can be at some time, depending on where you are in your journey. So Bulldog Yoga comes in to save the day, okay? Right. And they are all about taking the intimidation out of yoga and replacing it with music, smiles, and no judgment. So Bulldog Online is about making yoga fun, because yes, it can be fun. And Bulldog's streaming online classes are available on demand, anytime, any place, and it's on your schedule. So that's the great thing about it. Their classes are, you know, really easy to follow. They have great playlists, so it keeps you motivated, and, you know, it keeps you and your family smiling, because yoga can be a fun family activity. Like, you know, the kids may not be as perfect as you are, but it's just
probably better than I am.
Hey, you just never know. Sometimes it's just fun to do things together as a family. Yeah. So there are choices for all levels, from beginner classes to heart pumping workouts, and you know, any length that you're looking for, they have options for that too. Classes ranging from 12 minutes to 60 minutes. So what we have for you peeps, we would love for you to check it out. You can try your first 30 days for free at bulldogonline.com. That's right. bulldogonline.com. Use the code LMO for 50% off of your first paid month. So again, that's bulldogonline.com, coupon code LMO. Check it out. Let us know what you think about it.
Yes, let us know.
Don't be intimidated by that yoga. It's good to just stretch on out.
Let me see you do stretch that yoga.
Let me see you do that yoga.
Okay, spirit fingers.
Okay. Hey, right. With the spirit fingers on the end, okay? The
yoga fingers.
Yoga fingers. Okay, cool. So, do we want to do another question? Do we have an Ask Gabe and Babe? I haven't looked, so.
I said we just do another question.
Okay. And let's keep it going with the questions.
Yeah. What number you want?
Okay. Give me number 157.
157 157 5309 457. I know, but you can put it through everything. What is the most romantic thing you have ever done or had done for you? I feel like
we've answered this. You know what? I swear we need a pen, because what we need to be doing is crossing off the questions that why we have never thought about this in 90 some episodes, to cross off the questions that we've asked each other. Oh, you're waiting for another number.
Yeah, do you want another number?
205.
Let's see.
Nope.
206?
207.
Nope. Let's see.
I swear. Really, babe? They're that bad?
They're that bad.
Okay. 17.
Okay, where's the most unusual place you've ever had sex?
I feel like we talked about this.
Okay. I heard it with me.
You said with me. Where is the most unusual place we've had sex? I think we talked about this because it was in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the thing is with this love and sex, it's not, a lot of like dating and stuff. Yeah. So it's like, we could answer these questions as if we were single, but these are the follow-up questions. Oh, okay. Yeah. Question. Okay. I know I'm not the only person who thinks about this. Do y'all ever peek when you're in church and the pastor be like, raise your hand? Like,
you don't see your hand up.
Do you feel like they just be making that up? Like, I see you over there. Thank you.
I see you up there.
So random, but I always wonder.
What I've always understood. What if you were to play? Here's the thing. What if you're in a place there's not a second story and they'd be like, I see you up there? There ain't no up. There ain't no up there.
I just wonder if I'm the only person who be thinking that. And I have looked before and been like, I ain't see no hand.
I see maybe one hand.
But I also don't want to be looking up and looking around either. Like, because, you know, then you might make eye contact with the pastor. But have you ever thought about that when you be sitting there with your eyes closed? Like, are people really raising their hand?
I feel like one time I raised, there was like one person, but he had named off like 12 I see yous. Right. I'm like, you just pray for 11 imaginary people.
Okay.
Because there was only one person raising their hand. Okay. It's true, though. That's a good question.
Oh, my
God. Be honest, though, because y'all know
you have to. Yeah, be honest, because I'm sure we are not the only people who have thought about this. When was the... Oh, this... You're supposed to be asking me questions. I'm finding questions. Where? What's that? $1.99.
When was the last time you had so much fun making love that you laughed out loud? Are your fondest memories of lovemaking from times that were playful or serious?
I don't know.
That you laughed out loud.
When was the last time I laughed out loud during sex? And what would I have been laughing at? You know, it was probably one of the times. What you got?
No, I'm trying. Go ahead.
I was saying it was probably one of the times where we were playing the Ultimate Intimacy app. Oh, because you just never know. Never know. What the cues are going to be in that app. Sometimes
the last time we played it, we were cracking up.
We were, because some of that stuff is like.
We were cracking up.
Okay.
We're like, this ain't even possible physically.
We were trying to figure out the position it was telling us to be in. That's exactly what it is. Not sponsored, but I'm telling you, if you guys have not checked out the Ultimate Intimacy app, it is so much fun.
Yes.
It's just so good to switch it up. If you feel like you're in a rut or your sex life is kind of vanilla, or maybe you and your spouse, you know, just are doing the same thing, like routine, it's definitely like every time we've played the app.
But your sex life is vanilla, shot.
It's been.
And mine is chocolate.
You just be so hilarious. Like, how do you come up with this stuff? Vanilla as in boring.
I know.
We've not had a bad night.
No. Normally we don't even make it through all of the
Because it can go on long, but you can customize it to how you want it. But it's a good time.
Sometimes you just want to get into, you know.
Check it out. Okay. Yeah. I feel like we need to talk about something else.
No, I feel like we don't.
I have lost track. Maybe this was a decent length of an episode.
It was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had a...
Babe trying to wrap it up. See how you're trying to wrap it up? We do. Yeah. We got other stuff to do. I need to be packing.
Yes.
Because we are leaving tomorrow. And I promise, every time we go somewhere, I say I'm going to pack early. And it just... never happened.
Just got a confirmation for our spa treatments.
Oh, did we? Yeah. I'm excited about that.
We have to do it separately.
We have to do it separately because, I mean, we'll have the kids. But, hey, honey, I am all for it.
Exactly. Every time we go to a trip, we always get massages. Yeah. Normally, they're together, but, you know.
We haven't had a good couples massage in a minute.
Let's just get one. Scheduled.
Scheduled. Was the last one we had for your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
I'm finna come up on your birthday again a whole year.
Trippy can come up on your birthday again.
I know, right? June babies. I'm excited. That's right,
me too.
Anyway.
But yeah, so we appreciate
thanks
y'all.
Thanks for listening and hanging out with us, and thanks for allowing Babe to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you uncomfortable right now?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I don't get uncomfortable. You make me comfortable. Sweetie.
Okay, good. So, we love you guys. We would love it if you would take some time to rate and review the podcast if you've never done so, especially if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, because that allows, you know, other people to be introduced to us and to join the family and all of that good stuff. But wherever you're listening, if you can rate and review, that would be awesome. We love it. Feel free to keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
down in the comments. If you are watching this on YouTube, if you are listening, don't forget that you can come over and watch us on YouTube at Let's Make Out Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Let's Make Out Podcast. Come on over to Twitter, Let's Make Out Pod.
That's right.
All of the good stuff.
All the good stuff. You say rate and review?
Yes, I did. Okay, make sure you check out our vlog channel, Gay Babe TV, to see us, you know, everyday living.
Everyday
you
living.
You can see how we... where we go on our spring break trip. Yeah, that's it, guys. We love y'all.
And we appreciate
y'all.
Thanks
for, you know, the support and continuing to come back. Oh, don't forget to send in any questions, concerns, situationships, anything that you may want our unprofessional opinion on. Feel free to send them in. You can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line. Mm-hmm. We'll be sure to come back with some more of those next week.
That's right. And
yeah,
I think you covered it, Shana.
I think I covered all of them.
It was great.
All right, y'all.
We'll talk to you later.